Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I see only a microphone and a door and a little bit of his chrome dome, so you got to adjust that. Okay, here we go. Nice and loud, nice and loud.
And right.
There we go, baby. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
TV thing.
I know.
Think a bunch of radio people, TV people. Look what happens, right?
We're on TV now, if you don't know. All of our Facebook pages. Is it safe enough to say our social media, Todd? Can we just say that?
Yeah.
And I believe we also have it at, well, I know we have it at frankspeech.com as well. Listen to this, Aaron Tippin.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Good idea. Every day, right?
And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
Exactly. Motto of the show. There you go.
But if you've got pride and you're proud to do,
we're proud.
Hey, we could use some more like me and you.
Exactly right. This song says it all.
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, we're going to get to it on the program today. We call What's On Your Mind. We call it that for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind, so call us at 800-228-0550. On the show today, Perry Schaefer. Perry is the chairman of the North Dakota GOP, the grand old party, the Republican Party. And the Republican Party dominates politics in North Dakota. Every statewide office on the ballot is a Republican office holder, from the governor on down. Thank you, Ed Schaefer. That's when that started. Thank you, Kevin Cramer, because he was chairman of the party at the time. And Perry Schaefer is not new to the political game. He was District 31 chair, and Republicans know him, but he's new probably as a statewide name. But we're going to talk to him today about the new post as chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Also, Dr. Andy Armacost is going to be here. You guys know who Andy Armacost is?
You bet.
What is his job?
Main man at UND.
Main man. He's actually a general, General Armacost is now President Armacost because he's running UND. And he is the most humble, kind fella I've ever known, short of maybe Tom Clifford, in a position as president of a university, which is sort of challenging because, you know, you get a snoot full of yourself when you're president. Mark Kennedy had this problem. You know, his first business card said, Honorable Mark Kennedy. You know, and Mark's a good guy, and he did a lot of good at UND. He really did. But he had that sort of, I've been in Congress, so I'm a big deal kind of thing. Now, you wouldn't even know Andy Armacost was a general in the Air Force and helped run the Air Force Academy. You wouldn't even know that. You wouldn't know his connections to the Space Force and all the things that are happening up at UND with unmanned aerial systems and all of that because he's just very humble. He and his wife are touring North Dakota. This summer, they are meeting with alumni, friends, and all kinds of stakeholders, and I want to talk to them a little bit about that. I wrote a column about them because I attended one of these over at Pat Trainer's shop at the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Institute, the home base for the Giving Hearts Day situation. And I was amazed about his leadership philosophy. It was very, very student-centric. You'd think that a university would always keep the students first, wouldn't you? That would be just like normal? Isn't that sort of basic stuff?
You'd think.
What do Todd, what do universities do?
What do universities do? And do you want to know what they really do, or what do you want the canned answer?
Yeah, I don't know which answer I want.
But indoctrinate. That's what they do.
Yeah, they do in many places. I think we're better than most here. That's why my first choice for a university all day, every day, would be the University of Mary, because I know no indoctrination goes on there, and I know they're very sensitive to it, and they teach the whole person. They do things that our public institutions by law can't do. So if I had to pick one, I'd say there. Each and every child in the Hennon family was offered a heck of a deal by the parents, and it was simply this. You go to UND, we pay. You go anywhere else, we're splitting it. Okay? First son, only son, smart boy, UND. All right? And now has a very good job and a good living. Second child to go to college, swung for the fences and got in at Yale. But I kid you not, because of her incredible work ethic, she paid no more for half of Yale than she would have paid at UND if she was paying the tab. Think about that, because of scholarships. Wow. Third and last child in the Hennon family is leaving in 2 weeks. I can't talk about it, or I'll get emo, as she calls it. You know what emo is, Kev?
Emotional?
Right.
Yep.
She says, Dad, you're getting emo.
Emo.
And I kind of fan myself with my hand.
And
I think happy thoughts, and I get less emo.
Twins suck.
Yeah, right. You got to just distract yourself. Okay, Todd, you remember this? When your daughter left, you remember this? Todd, how many years ago did your daughter leave?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, more than I care to count. Because I got to take my shoes off if I'm counting that high.
You're less emo because it's been a while. Kevin and I, we know this.
Oh, yeah.
We know this because he's got one more year, right?
Yep.
One more year. And already thinking about where am I going to go and where am I going to play and all that stuff, which we were doing a year ago. So daughter number three really, really, really wanted to go to Pepperdine. Do you know why? All the wrong reasons. She could
see the beach.
The Pacific Ocean beach from the campus.
No, yeah. Yep.
But it's a pretty good school.
Yes, it is. And when I was that age, I kind of had that same thought because it's a beautiful setting. It really is.
Right. But
I can't blame a kid for that.
But I don't want to get in any legal trouble with Pepperdine. They're a giant ripoff. Okay? What they do is troll for rich kids, and they tell you, okay, it costs 70 grand to go here.
Get in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly why my daughter was not going to get in. $70,000 is their tuition, and let's say they give you like $10,000 in scholarship after you complain about the $5,000 they were going to give you. So we quickly said, "Seed ya," to Pepperdine. Now, she really wanted to go there. Okay, and it was really hard for me to have this conversation, but I said, "Honey, if you want to go there, we'll find a way for you to go there. But you know that the tuition deal with mom and dad is if you go to UND, it's free. Because that's mom's alma mater, that's your grandpa's alma mater, and dad spent 18 years there on the campus, loving every minute of it, doing public address for the University of North Dakota. Anybody bored with this story yet? I'm sorry if I'm boring everybody with this story. Okay. So I said, if you want to go there, it's fine, but let's just do some quick math. Okay, $60,000, cut that in half just for the tuition. We're not talking about all the extracurriculars that come with this. So you're going to leave school with $120,000 in debt minimum.
Ugh.
I'll just work. You know what she said? I'll just work harder. I'll make more money.
Okay.
I said, well, yeah, you have.
Oh, exactly.
You have that in you because she's a spitfire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's a chip off the old block. She could sell ice to Eskimos, this one. Okay. And I said, I believe you. You could work harder and put some money away. I believe you. But you know what, honey? Why don't you do that anyway and not have a $120,000 tab to give to a bunch of crooks at Pepperdine? Oh, I didn't say crooks.
Yeah, exactly.
Today. I didn't say crooks. Today. dishonest people who troll for rich people to go to school there and check the box because they want people from North Dakota so they can say they got people from North Dakota and South Dakota and all 50 states, and those people don't care what they pay to get in.
Does the 70 grand include housing?
I can't remember. Honestly,
it's like getting an apartment anywhere near there for anything.
Yeah, you just live in a tent like everybody else in California.
Yeah, well, there you go. Go to the beach.
They
right across the highway.
They put you on campus, and the dorms aren't bad. And we insist that you'd have to live on campus at least the first 2 years. But you're right, Malibu, you'd pay $10,000 for a postage stamp size efficiency apartment, Kim.
Yep.
So there's all of that. And, of course, by the time you're a junior, you don't exactly think it's cool to stay in the dorm. So there's all those issues. Anyway, she got the memo. And she got accepted at the Arizona State University. And so my third child, I think, is now going to ASU and not picking dad's choice, which is the University of Mary. But guess what? You can be a student of University of Mary and a student of ASU because they have classes they offer. So you skip all the woke stuff at a public institution, and you replace it with history and religion from the University of Mary. So dad's happy. Where's the alarm bells here? Where's the ding, 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 ding? And she's going to
pay. Follow the post for that.
Yeah. She's going to pay what she would have paid at UND. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. Even half of the freight at ASU is still a darn good deal. Honestly, the tuition at ASU, a scholarship, and everything else, same as UND, which, I don't know. I love this business school at UND, but we'll talk about all that with Andy Armacost. We got the January 6th hearings, and we got the vaccine debate when we come back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's some weird stuff there. Up there.
Wow. Haven't heard that version.
Oh, that's a new one.
The disco mixer. What was that?
Exactly right. 800-228-0550. Right. I have not taken any illegal substance, I trust you. But it sounds like I did.
You get to wonder if I did. I don't remember, but...
Watch us at frankspeech.com or any of our social media. K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO, KLTC in Dickinson. Brought to you today by MyPillow. We have one heck of a deal on the towels right now. Have I told you guys this? It isn't a towel. It is a six-piece towel set. And normally this six-piece towel set, because these towels actually work and have been reverse engineered, take them out of the package and they work. You don't have to put them in a washer and dryer and try and get this lotiony garbage off them that big box stores sell them to. Do not buy them online anywhere. Every other towel is just compared to these. I didn't know any other word to come up with. The six-piece MyPillow towel set. Normally $109.95. If you use the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, is $39.95. Do you have somebody going off to college in your family? Or our Yale graduate is now working in California. I sent her a robe and a set of pillows and a couple extra pillows, robe, and a set of towels. I might have done the sheets, too. And she called me practically crying because I didn't tell her I was sending it to her. I was there when she arrived to unpack and get her new little apartment all perfect. And she's like, Dad, this is so awesome. Thank you. Very simple. $39.95, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. If you hear Jay Thomas or Paul and Janae over there on WDAY saying promo code WDAY, I want you to hear them say WDAY, but in your mind spell S-C-O-T-T. Same with Charlie Kirk. Promo code Kirk spelled what, Kevin?
I believe it's S-C-O-T-T. Yes.
O-T-T, because Jay Thomas is trying to cheat. We have a little contest going, and he took over the whole radio station and just made it nice and easy because it's the oldest radio station in North Dakota. And said WDAY. So I say when you hear WDAY, just type in the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. Two people I want to hear from, besides the most important people in this audience, and that's the What's on Your Mind audience. I have a lot of questions and comments about the vaccine, and I want to share with you a text I got yesterday and my response to it. It's also up on my Facebook page, but for those that didn't see that, I want to share that about the vaccine debate and get more of your questions or comments, more concerns over Sanford Health. And their announcement at the beginning of November 1, they will require their staff to have the COVID-19 vaccine. If, this is a very important if, they want to continue to care for patients at Sanford Health. They don't have to do it, but if they want to continue to care for patients after November 1st, they need to have the vaccine. Same thing they do for the flu shot. That has many of you very upset. Does not have me upset, because I've talked to therapists and nurses and CNAs and, least important in that whole group, healthcare executives. And I hear from the people that I trust that say, well, the org chart I care about has the patient at the top. So I think this is really the best thing for the patients who come here and expect, whether they know the science or don't know the science, that nobody's going to be around them that hasn't been, quote-unquote, protected. I recognize all the flaws you do in the vaccine. Somebody yesterday said I should have a new name, One-Shot Scott. Because I didn't have the Johnson & Johnson. I have the Pfizer first shot, didn't have the Pfizer second shot, because a friend of mine, a former Air Force general, Tom McInerney, told me I shouldn't do it, and he didn't do it. He took the first one, didn't take the second one, because he talked to somebody from Pfizer. That's my choice.
I don't really, I love you, but I don't even care.
I don't care. I love that you don't care.
I don't care.
I know.
That's your business.
And
that's
nobody,
your decision.
Nobody should care.
Nobody should care.
But I'm transparent here. I say everything on the radio. You can ask me
anything.
Well,
I am going to get you a My Body, My Choice shirt to wear. And...
No, give me a hashtag follow the science.
Or hat.
Okay,
and then
there you go.
Has climate action on the back and follow the science, because nobody follows the science unless the science agrees with them. You notice that?
Right. It's got to conform to the talking point, otherwise it's moot. So,
but I'll wear the My Body, My Choice on the weekends just to prompt conversation at the lake. I will do that. 800-228-0550. Before we do that, blah, 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 is what I'm hearing from the January 6th hearing. Nancy Pelosi, it's a sham hearing. There's one Republican. So she should talk some common sense about this. What do we care about January 6th anymore for? I'm just asking an honest question.
And if you want, I've been listening.
I care about November, November 3rd, and I care about November of 2020. What happened on January 6th was a sham created by Nancy Pelosi. And now she's trying to investigate it because nobody cares anymore, and it's making her crazy. So she puts Liz Cheney on the committee and kicks off Jim Jordan and Kelly Armstrong and everybody else.
Right. Are you going to care about any hearing about which that she has picked the conservatives to be on?
No.
Of course not.
Right. Well, there are no conservatives. There are no conservatives on it, first of all. But she is claiming to have picked quote-unquote conservatives or people she wants on. But you're exactly right, Todd, which is why it's a sham hearing and we don't care. If you care, go to our social media. It's on there. Here's a little bit of Liz Cheney. Just a little bit.
Rhino Liz.
I want to begin by reflecting briefly on the investigation that we're launching today. Every one of us here on the dais voted for and would have preferred that these matters be investigated by an independent, nonpartisan commission composed of five prominent Americans selected by each party and modeled on the 9/11 commission.
Thank you.
Although such a commission was opposed by my own leadership in the House, it overwhelmingly passed with the support of 35
Republican
members.
Okay, stop right there. I don't want to hear any more. What are you doing on it then? She just said herself it's a sham.
Yep.
What are you doing on the committee?
Exactly what you said.
Sam and Dickinson, go. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to make a comment on the vaccine. So it's all right to be pro-choice to end a life in terms of abortion, but it's not right to be pro-choice to protect yourself or not. I mean, based on your own decision.
Well, You've come up with a very good scenario there, and I would agree with you, both.
It's unbelievable. And then, I don't know, just recently, but this Dr. Michael Yeadon, 32 years with Pfizer, you need to look at what he has to say.
I did. That's why I'm One-Shot Scott. My new nickname. But you know what? That was my decision, and I don't care for patients.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Thanks, Sam. I think we've solved this debate. Don't need any more calls on that unless you want to, but here's a text from yesterday on it. While I'm finding that, what did Joe Biden say yesterday, Todd? I forget what he said. Or what did he?
Oh, man. This was epic.
But must be what?
What?
But must be what?
It sounds like he's saying, but,
my butt's been
but
wiped.
Must be what?
That's what everybody thinks it was. My butt's been wiped. Who knows what he was saying?
Slow that way down when we come back.
I can play the whole thing
for you, too. Slow it way down.
But must be what?
My butt's been what? Is this actually him? You guys aren't pranking me.
No, not pranking you.
All right.
Oh, man.
If the Joe Biden voters in the audience, if we're being unfair here, please tell us what he was saying.
You just want to know.
I'll get my composure back here for our conversation coming up next.
You're
calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation soars. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which continues to ban Newsmax while keeping 11 liberal news channels. If your operator like Midco doesn't carry it, call them, demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Buy Newsmax for free on most streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recovered from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain or fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines on Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What was that? I can't hear that and not giggle now.
I gotta hear it without the music, but we'll do it again here in a moment. See, I think that's what he's saying, but again, I want to lay that up. I want to put this on Joe Biden fans, on Joe Biden voters, on people that are now mad at us. For using this clip of Joe Biden. When did this happen, guys? When did he say this? Is it in the last week?
Two days ago? July 25th.
Okay.
24th, 25th. Yeah, within the last couple, 3 days. Yeah.
Sunday, okay. Anyway, that and more when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Again, what is on your mind is a question we ask often here at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by Wind, North Dakota Wind. Wind that generates energy. And it is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Nobody argues about that. You can't argue about the fact that it paid $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in the last year or so. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees all believe in wind energy. And it is, again, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resources. What I love about Team Wind in North Dakota is they are not trying to hog it all for themselves. They're trying to say, let's do in North Dakota what, if we didn't do it, would happen in South Dakota and Minnesota, but at the same time recognize there are other energy sources, like coal as an example. Always on, affordable energy. The hydrogen debate, worthy of discussing. We have some hydro. Is nuclear an option for here? We have all these caverns underneath us. That's why their website is ND, as in North Dakota, ND for all. Do capital all, energy.org. ND for all, energy.org. Fine sponsor of this program. We call What's on Your Mind. All right, Perry Schaefer, the new chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, is going to join us in a moment, but I don't want to make Jeremy wait any longer. And by the way, your calls, questions, and comments for Perry are welcome, too, at 800-228-0550. Or text me, or Todd. He's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054, or both of us. Jeremy, your comment, go.
So I'm just interested in, you said that Stanford's doing this policy to ensure their patients don't come into contact with anyone who hasn't been vaccinated. However, I have a feeling that the patients will run into other patients within the system who have not been vaccinated in the cafeterias, standing in the pharmacy lines, sitting in the waiting room. So I guess I don't understand that the nurse and the doctor they're going to see are vaccinated, but the maybe 100 other people they see in there could not be vaccinated.
Nothing's perfect, Jeremy.
Exactly.
There's no perfect solution here. I think all Sanford Health is doing is saying the patients at the top of the org chart, we believe the patients...
So they're more than happy to take the patient's money, but the employees, they got to do something that's going to be against their will. They're getting their jobs and their livelihoods.
No, they don't.
Threatened.
No, they don't.
They're not getting threatened. A mandate isn't
no,
a
they're not.
Sort of way.
No, they're not.
It sounds like it to me. Sounds like well, you take this experimental vaccine or you're fired. That's what it boils down to.
Well, you could translate it that way. I would translate it this way, Jeremy, if you don't mind. But Jeremy hung up. I translate it this way. Sanford Health has the patient at the top of the org chart. They're telling their employees, by November 1, if you're not vaccinated, you can't work for us. That isn't firing them. It's giving the employee the choice, and they're doing the same thing they've done for the flu shot. What I wanted to ask Jeremy is, do you think it's crazy that they ask their employees to have the flu shot if they want to work there? Nobody questions that. Look, you're talking to one-shot Scott here. I'm not on some jihad for the vaccine. It's my choice. It's your choice. But if my employer says, here's a choice, have the vaccine or not, and I don't want to, if you are a therapist, a nurse, a CNA, a doctor, you name your price right now for any healthcare organization. And there's other healthcare organizations. You can take your 401k with you and go negotiate a better deal with somebody that doesn't require it. I don't think we need to wrap ourselves around the axle about this. And something I would tell you is that if you live your life in fear that you're going to die, either from COVID or a shot, you're not really living. You don't know freedom. I'm not afraid to die. I don't want to die. I got 3 wonderful kids. And an awesome wife, and a fun business partner, and a great company, and people I work with that I love. I don't want to die. But I'm not afraid to die. And until you get to that point, you don't truly know freedom.
Been saying that since the beginning, brother.
So that's all I'm saying.
God makes the death decisions here.
Just chill, people.
Right?
Just chill. And make the best decision for you. I don't care whether Kevin Cramer got the shot. Do you know 98 members of the United States Senate have been forced to say whether or not they got the shot?
It's ridiculous.
He and Ron Johnson are the only two that have it. I'm pretty sure he had the shot, but I don't know that. But he just doesn't feel like we need to tell anybody. It's just I don't get it. Anyway, let's bring in Perry Schaefer. Perry is the new chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Chair Perry, how are you, sir? Well, good.
He might be muted.
Yeah, you've got him up on our end. I see him unmuted there. Try again, Perry. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah. How are you? And congrats on the new post.
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you? I'm happy to have the position.
Well, good. Why'd you want to be chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party?
Well, Scott, I've been involved a long time, 25 years, and I've done a lot of work for the Republican Party, and I saw an opportunity to... maybe use my leadership moving forward here with respect to where we go over the next couple of years. So I decided to put my hat in the ring and was fortunate enough to win.
You have a successful business. One might even say multiple businesses. So anything you do for the Republican Party would take your time away from your business. So this no doubt will probably cost you money to do it, because when the leader's gone, not everything works perfectly. So they're, you know, and some people see the chair of the Republican Party, oh, they're just trying to enrich themselves or whatever. I mean, do you make or lose money personally and in your business as a result of being chair of the Republican Party?
Well, that's a good question. I remember that same question to Donald Trump, and I'm certainly not Donald Trump, but I do have multiple businesses, and I'm extremely fortunate that I was able to sell my wealth management company about a year and a half ago. Still involved on a daily basis, but certainly not the same level of involvement as earlier, after 39 years of doing that business. And then also my environmental services company, my son purchased half in November, so he's been president for 4 years. I'm still here, as you can see, in my office with my desk stacked full of paperwork, so I'm still involved, but in lesser of a format than I was before. And to your point about the financial side of it, yeah, I mean, I've decided to put my time into something else, which obviously takes me away from other things like business. So it does cost you money. There's no question about that.
Many people who have supported the Republican Party over the years, certainly nationally, different committees of the Senate and the House, I know them well, and they've written a lot of checks. Every time a chair of the Republican Party calls, they write a check. The state party chair calls, they write a check because they support the tenets of the Republican Party and what it stands for. Many of those same people are not doing that anymore. Has the Republican Party in North Dakota seen that situation happen as well?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. I'm obviously taking the reins from Rick Berg. Rick was a fantastic chair. We went through a very unprecedented situation in North Dakota, like everybody else did in the world with this whole COVID scare and situation. And a lot of people were concerned about that particular item. A lot of businesses are financially in different positions than they were, say, a year and a half ago. So money coming in the door is slow. There's no question about it. We are actually in contract and renegotiation with our communications groups as well as our financial groups to see if we can bring those dollars back in the door. I have spoken to some of the larger donors personally. Their concerns, I believe, have been met with respect to where the direction the party is going. And I think those dollars will come back in the door again here as we move forward.
So are people right to say, I'm going to keep my powder dry? I'm not going to give to the Republican Party? Not so much in North Dakota. How about nationally? Do you see any things that worry you about, the Republican Party nationally and sort of being, Trump's done, he's gone, forget about him, it's over, don't worry about all that election integrity stuff? The National Republican Party seems to have lost its way. Do you agree with that?
Not completely. I don't, Scott. I'll be going to my very first RNC meeting the week of the... Let me just get my dates here. I'll leave here August 10th, return on the 13th. There's three of us on that national committee now. I'm very happy to be one of those three. I think for the most part, the Republican Party is headed in the right direction. I think the communication part of it needs to be done quite differently. I think we need to communicate better than we are. I think there's a lot of individuals that are afraid of election integrity, which is right. I mean, we need to make sure we get those ducks in a row. A lot of that has to do with state legislators and legislatures rather than the RNC. There's only so much the RNC can do. But however, I think the party is headed in the right direction. I just think we need to communicate better.
Tom in Jamestown has a question for you. Perry Schaefer, new chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Tom, your question is what?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think Perry Schaefer's doing a very, very good job taking over for Rick Berg. Rick Berg did an outstanding job, especially in the area of fundraising for the North Dakota Republican Party. But the question I have is, there's definitely some conflicts within individual Republican districts. There's a group which some people call the, I don't know if I pronounce it right, the Bastiat side, libertarian side, versus the more traditional thinking Republicans, which they call the Rhinos. And, this is getting back to what you said about communication. I agree 100% that, as long as these people play by the book, and come to, committee district meetings, and are able to do it in a reasonable, sensible way, they've taken over some of these different districts.
Tom, I think I got the gist of your question. Perry doesn't have time to answer it now because we're going to a break, but he'll answer that when we come back. Just stay tuned so we make sure we get your answer that you're looking for here. Brought to you today by DAC Diesel. CJ and the team can fix anything diesel, period. They're in Bismarck. DACDiesel.com. Call, get in line. Great maintenance will save you a fortune, too. DAC Diesel.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you. There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just a few days left in July. So load up on the firewood bundles for $4.99. They're great at the lake. Big one-liter bottles of Ice Mountain are only 69 cents a liter, guys, for 69 cents. Just do the math on that.
Great buy.
Five-hour energy if you're into that crazy stuff. 2 for $4. The Wiley Wallaby perm-made licorice. 2 of the bags for $5. Giant Seeds 5-ounce bags, $1.39. All these specials go away in a few days. Roma Pizza, 5 of them for $10. Can't make it up. Double stamp Tuesday today, so you get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice, which gets you the free stuff. And just listen to this. Meatball dinner. That's really all you need to know. Harwood, I-29 exit. Sloppy Joe's Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue downtown. 12th Avenue and I-29 chicken fettuccine meatloaf dinner, homemade meatloaf, if you go off 94 or 29 to Main Avenue, West Fargo, the far west Main Avenue, PetroServe USA has it, and Valley City, exit 292. Just take the exit coming from the east or the west, go north for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, hot beef sandwich, chicken pot pie, PetroServe USA. All right, Perry, you heard the question from Tom in Jamestown. How would you answer that?
Well, thank you for the encouragement. That's been 6 weeks now in the seat. You had talked about the different factions or maybe the different factions within our state. I serve the whole state. Our executive committee serves the whole state. There's certainly some separation within our state that does bother me a little bit. I plan on communicating with the different groups basically around the state and having conversations with them and just trying to get people to understand that we need to be fighting the Democrats. We don't need to be fighting ourselves. Ronald Reagan once said, my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. And I believe that. I've been in business 40 years, and sometimes you work with people that you don't necessarily agree with all of the time, but you can still make headway and you can still move the ball down the court. So I agree with you. I think there's things that need to be communicated and talked about, but I also look at these other organizations, I guess we could call them, as human beings and, of course, as Republicans. And until I have an opportunity to sit down and visit with them, I'm going to hold them up and do the best I can to bring them into the Republican Party.
This is why I think, actually, Perry, you're the best man for the job at the right time, because I think you do have a heart about you that is not going to dislike somebody because they might differ with you politically. Yet you can be tough. I've seen you. Yeah. I've seen you do things that I disagreed with in favor of an industry you care a lot about, the coal industry. But you did it for what you believe were all the right reasons, and some could say, hey, it worked out pretty darn good. And could say it didn't work out so good. Doesn't matter. It was something you were passionate about, and you took on head on. I'm talking about the wind moratoriums and Mercer County. But Mercer, right? It's Mercer County. I think that all ended well because we have Coal Creek Station still operating, and it became a bit of a battle. But I think really, you know, you said the term factions, and I don't even think you meant factions. I think you meant just obviously if the Republican Party owns every statewide seat and a supermajority in the legislature, you're going to have different degrees of that spectrum. I see Al Carlson in an article that James McPherson did called the Bastiat's fringe. You know, I don't even know if you call somebody a fringe, how do you expect to then have a conversation with them about, look, we agree on 80% of things. We don't on 20, right. So let's work on the 80, right? I mean, I think that's a better approach is what I'm saying.
Well, I 100% agree with that, Scott. I'm kind of tired of name-calling. I'm tired of the whole terms that we're trying to throw around and pick on each other's different maybe opinions that we have. I hold the Republican Party platform dear. It is what, from a businessman's standpoint, is what's helped me be a good businessman in this state and the seven states that we work in. There's no question about that. So I agree with you. Factions might have been a tough word. I don't mean it probably that way. But I certainly think that there is some separation and there's some miscommunications out there. There's a heck of a lot of emotions that are being churned up that really don't need to be. And I think if we communicate clearly what it is the state of North Dakota from a Republican standpoint is doing, I think people will begin to understand. And there's a lot of reasonable people out there. So I'm very I'm looking forward to working with them. And you are right. I do have a backbone. I'm not a pushover. I certainly have worked with a lot of people that I don't agree with. And we figured out ways to work together. And I think that's the biggest part of this this whole next couple of years sitting in this chair.
Only have 30 seconds left. How will you gauge your success as chair?
How have I gained my success?
No. How will you gauge it? When you look back 5 years from now, however long your term is, what will define success for Perry Schaefer as chair of the Republican Party?
Good question. I think handling the communications issue is a big part of it. I think eliminating the name calling is another part of it. If we can get into 2 years and those two things are accomplished, I think we've done a pretty good job, at least for starters.
How do people get a hold of you, Perry, and share their thoughts?
They can go to chairman at ndgop.org and feel free to reach out anytime. We have a good staff. I'm willing to communicate with anybody about anything.
Say that one more time quickly. Chairman at ndgop.org, I think I heard, right?
That is correct, sir.
Thanks. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.